of the most capable women I know secretly feel stuck. From the outside, they look like they've got it all. They might have that amazing career. They might look like their family is solid. They've got all of those responsibilities under control. They are the ones that others go to when they need something done. But privately, for these women, something feels off. Not broken, not dramatic, just stuck. And if that's you, I want to talk to you about why we feel this way. I'm Emily Rogers, and I have conversations here about women's leadership, reinvention, growth, and building what's next with honesty and confidence. And I think this feeling stuck is far more common than any of us are willing to admit. Often, it's because women feel ashamed. They've worked hard for what they've achieved in their lives. We've seen them. You are probably one of those women. That's why you're here now. You've worked hard to get here. To turn around now and say, actually, this isn't feeling right. It feels wrong to think like that. We know we should be grateful. We should be happy. We should be feeling fulfilled. But here's the truth. Sometimes the version of success that got you to this point, it no longer fits who you are and who you want to be. Maybe success once meant security. Maybe it meant proving yourself. Maybe it meant being dependable, being needed, being respected. But seasons change. As we get older, as our lives change, we change. And what once felt really meaningful, right now can start to feel heavy. Success is not static. Success should evolve with you. Success should evolve for you. There are so many successful women who are carrying so much. We've got the family sorted. We've got the work sorted. We've got everything happening. What we haven't created in our lives is space to reflect. And when we don't have space to reflect, there's a cost. And that cost is this feeling of being stuck. And it starts small, and the more we ignore it, the bigger it gets. When life is full of responsibility, it's that point of reflection that gets pushed to the back. And as I said, that feeling of stuckness, it grows quietly. It doesn't jump out and say, I'm stuck. It starts as a small niggle. It starts in how you show up. It starts in probably becoming a little bit more sarcastic with your partner than what you used to be. Or maybe your patience and tolerance for your children is lower than it used to be. Maybe you're binging on Netflix more than you used to. Or maybe you're sneaking that little bit of extra chocolate more than you used to. These things happening in our lives are indicators that we are somehow stuck. The version of success that we work towards that got us to this point, it no longer fits us. And that's why we are acting out. It's an age and stage in life that nobody talks about. It's an age and stage, just like when we're looking at our kids going from baby to toddler to preschooler to child to tween and then teen and then young adults. They're all stages that we track. Well, guess what? We go through a stage too. At this point in our lives, we are hitting a new stage. And because we're hitting a new stage in our lives, that definition of success isn't fitting us anymore. And so what we need to do is tweak it. We need to realign it. It's not motivation that you're lacking. It's the space to pause and reflect and understand which bit isn't fitting anymore. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute you need to overhaul your life. No. What I am suggesting is finding time to pause right now and just dig deep and reflect and understand what's not working for me. Because this is the part of life I wish women understood better. And I'd love it if we could think about stuckness as transition. We're in between identities. Remember I talked about the stages of life. We're in between stages. We're in between identities. What worked for us isn't working now, or it's not working for where we want to go. You are no longer the woman you were, but probably you're not clear about who you're becoming. And that space, that moment, that tension, that transition, it can feel really uncomfortable, and that's why we act out. That's why we become sarcastic with our partners. That's why our patience and tolerance becomes lower, because something internal isn't feeling right. And so you start to question yourself. You start to question, am I in the right marriage? Am I a good mother? Have I done the right things? And the more we question, am I, have I, then our confidence starts to dip and we start to wonder what's wrong. What's wrong with me? Guess what? Nothing. You are in transition. You are simply in the messy middle trying to work out what that next step is. What does that going to look like? What is that new version of success going to look like for me? As I step out of this transition, what's it going to look like for me? If you've been around the Leap to Lead and me for a while, then you know there's a story I often share. And it was a moment we were living in Taipei and I'd put dinner on the table and as I put it down, Miss J went to grab something and knocked over her glass of milk. I lost it. I was a screaming lunatic. And I looked in her face and there was genuine fear in her eyes. I had let it build up to a point where I was not treating those I love well. Not because I'd done anything wrong, but because I'd ignored those internal feelings. And so I want you to recognize, how are you behaving? Are you binging on chocolate? Are you drinking that extra glass of wine when you probably don't need it? Are you being a bit sarcastic with your partner? If you are, then it's a sign, it's a signal that you need to tune into. It's a sign that you need growth. It's not a sign of failure. If any of this is sounding familiar, if you're going, okay, that's what's going on. If you're feeling like that at any point in what I'm describing, then I'm inviting you to stop and give yourself time to reflect. Get your diary out now. When do I have a half an hour just to sit with my thoughts? And then ask yourself, what feels misaligned? What have I outgrown? As I said, it's not suggesting for 1 minute that you overhaul your life. But maybe there is a part of your life that you've outgrown. Maybe there's something that's not aligned. Maybe what matters to you now is not what mattered to you before. I've got clients that come to me going, it's not that I don't love my children. It's just I'm ready to serve me. It's not that I don't love my life and my family. It's just I want more time and something that's me, something that's mine. The number of women I've worked with in the past 6 months who literally have tears in their eyes, feeling like they're failures because there's this feeling of with their family. It's not they don't love them, it's just they really want something for themselves. And they come to me literally with tears in their eyes. I need something else. So if that's you, then ask yourself these questions. What's misaligned? What matters to you now? What in this season would look success? What would success look like for you going forward? You don't have to be able to answer that straight away, but say, what about? You don't have to answer it straight away. Just recognize that it needs to happen. What truth have you been too busy to hear? Your next leap isn't necessarily a giant one. It's just a moment of honesty. And then saying, okay, what's the first thing I need to do? And if you're in that moment, again, get your diary out. The first action I advise all of my clients to do, anyone who works with me, is get your diary out. Where can you carve out 10 minutes for yourself? Where can you carve out 15 minutes for yourself on a regular basis? And that's dedicated time to ask these tough questions. What's misaligned? What matters to me in this season? What am I working towards? What's important to me? It may feel unsettling, but this is where the growth happens. If we stay in our comfort zone, if we stay in this space that feels knowing what this space feels like, if we stay in this knowing space, we're never going to get out of our comfort zone and we're never going to get that change that we want. We will always stay here. We will never get there. So that uncomfortableness that you're feeling, that's okay. Lean into it. Understand it. And use it 10 or 15 minutes on a regular basis. Again, you can't overhaul your life. You can't say, right, today, this is what I'm going to do. This week, I'm only going to do that. Because we've got responsibilities. That's who we are. But you can find these micro moments where you can set clear goals for yourself. So if you are a successful woman, and you feel stuck, I want you to hear this. You are not behind. You have not missed your opportunity. You are not failing. This is the one thing I wish, as women, we talked about more. We all go through this. You are normal. Everybody is going through this. It doesn't matter what they look like from the outside. Everybody is going through this at some point. So understand, you're not behind. You are not failing and you are not broken. You have done nothing wrong. You are simply ready for a new definition of success. You are simply ready for a definition that fits your next season of life. So get your diary now, carve out that time to pause, to reflect, to understand what matters, what isn't working. And then make time for yourself to continue working on those things. Now, if these conversations speak to you, I would love for you to subscribe. There are more conversations about leadership, about women's lives, about women in business, women in growth. It's all about having courage. It's all about taking that opportunity with honesty and with clarity. So hit subscribe and stay tuned for the next episode.